Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we are learning Simin Kuf Chav Gimel, Sifim Hey and Vav, and also beginning Simin Kuf Chav Dalet. In Kuf Chav Gimel, we're going to talk about the three steps back for the Shliach Tzibor and also saying Yuli Ratzon for the Shliach Tzibor. Says the Mechaber in Sif Hey, Gam Shliach Tzibor Tzarech Lifsoa Shalosh Psios Keshemispala Balachash. The Shliach Tzibor, when he davens his silent Shmona Esrei, must take three steps back. Ukeshayatzor Hatfila Bekol Ram, Inu Tzarech Lachzor Lifsoa Shalosh Psios. When he does the Chazar Sashatz, he need not take the three steps back. Comments the Rama, Im lo hispala balachash, rak bekol ram, if the Shliach Tzibor did not daven silently, but only aloud, posea shalosh psios achar tfiloso shal bekol ram. So then he should take his three steps back after the Chazaras Hashatz. Why are three steps not necessary after Chazaras Hashatz? So says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Yud Ches, the Kol Ram in Tzarech, the Somich ala Psios shal Hakadish Sha'achar Uvalet Zion. The Shliach Tzibor can rely on the three steps that he's going to take after the Kaddish that follows Uvalet Zion. Afa Pishim Afsikin Bekriyas HaTorah V'Halov Yavinu Makenu, even though there are a bunch of things that come in between the conclusion of Chazar Sashatz and the end of that Kaddish, Kulu L'Seder HaTfila Ba'im, they're all considered a part of the Seder HaTfila. The Kaddish Shal Achareyem Chozer Iker Al Tfila Shmona Esrei. The Kaddish that comes at the very end is really relating back to the Shmona Esrei that the Shliach Tzibur said. Umikan Diktaku HaAchronim De'in the Shliach Tzibur Ledaber Beinei Uveinei B'Sicha Shalom Inyanei Tfila Ki HaKaddish Chozer Al Tfila. That's why the Achronim infer from here that the Shliach Tzibur should not really be talking in between the end of Chazar Sashatz and the Kaddish with matters about matters that don't have to do with the Tfila, because the Kaddish relates back to the Tfila. What if the Shliach Tzibor is not able to take three steps back after his silent Shmona Esrei because of all of the people davening around him? So Rav Eliashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman quoted in footnote 20 say that only in this case can the Shliach Tzibor start Chazar Sashatz without taking three steps back, because otherwise there's going to be a Tircha de Tzibura. And Nissen Karelitz adds that he should at least move his feet a little bit. After the Shliach Tzibor takes his three steps back following Kaddish, which we said relates to the Chazar Sashatz, does he have to wait to return back to his original place the same way that an individual would? So Reb Chaim Noe points out in footnote 21 that ideally, yes, he should wait the time that it takes to walk Dalet Amos until returning back to his original place. What if the Shliach Tzibor is going to change at Ashrei Uvalet Zion? So you have one Shliach Tzibor who says Chazar Sashatz, and then you have another Shliach Tzibor who takes over at Ashrei Uvalet Zion. When does the one who said Chazar Sashatz, when does he take his three steps back? So in that case, Reb Chaim Noe and the Kaf HaChaim, this is all in footnote 24, they say that he should do so after Chazar Sashatz. Rav Eliashiv says that he can do so after the Chatzi Kaddish prior to Ashrei. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Yud Tes, Lachzor v'imbalif soa gam achat tfilas shmona esrei ein limchos biyado. So if he wants to take three steps back after Chazar Sashatz, we would not protest against him. Chav posea shalosh psios. Demetchila tzarech lefsoa ulihipoter ala tachanunim shal atzmo kigon alokai netzor ve'achar kach tzarech achar hakadish ala tfila shehispalo be'ad hatzibor. So first he needs to take three steps back for his own tefila, as the servant who leaves the master. And then he needs to take three steps back after the Kaddish for the Chazar Sashatz that he said. So that's going back on the Ramah, where the Ramah says that if he didn't daven a silent Shmona Esrei, all that he did was daven the Chazar Sashatz, so then he would need to take the three steps back after following the Chazar Sashatz, because that's his own tefillah. And then he needs another three steps after the Kaddish for the Chazar Sashatz. Continues the Mechaber in Kuf Chav Gimel Sevav. Kesheyachzor Shliach Tzibor Tefillah Yomer Gamkin Hashem Svasai Tiftach. When the Shliach Tzibor says Chazar Sashatz, he should also say Hashem Svasai Tiftach. But the Rama says Aval Inu Omer Besof Tefillah Yihu L'Ratzon. The Rama says that the Shliach Tzibor does not add Yihu L'Ratzon afterwards. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Aleph Inu Omer V'Chulei Desomich Al Teskabel Tzloson Shomer Levasof. Why does he not have to say Yihu L'Ratzon? Because he can rely on the Teskabel Tzloson that he's going to say at the end of Tefillah. Now, according to this Svara, so the Riv of Osef Raim in Chilagimel Simin Kuf Samech Ches points out, this is quoted in footnote 25, that on Tisha B'Av, when the Sheach Tzibur is not saying Tiskabel Tzaloson, so he should say Yiyu L'Ratzon, because he doesn't have Tiskabel Tzaloson to substitute. Another Achronim say that if the Sheach Tzibur is going to change at Ashrei, so then the one who said Chazar Sashatz also should say Yiyu L'Ratzon, because he's not going to be saying Tiskabel Tzaloson. Does everybody agree with the Rama that the Sheach Tzibur should not say Yihu L'Ratzon? So continues the Mishnah Berurah, Uvishalah Chasav Lomar Yihu L'Ratzon, Chasav Hagra V'Divrei Hashalah Iker. So the Shalah and the Gra, they both say that the Sheach Tzibur should say Yihu L'Ratzon. If the Sheach Tzibur is going to say Yihu L'Ratzon, how should he say it? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, quoted in footnote 26, says that he should say it quietly. However, it was the practice of Rav Soloveitchik that the Sheach Tzibur says it aloud. Ad Kan for Simon Kuf Chav Gimel. Continuing now with Simin Kuf Chav Dalid, we're going to begin the halachos of Chazar Sashatz. We're going to talk about listening to Chazar Sashatz and also doing a Hicha Kedusha. Says the Mechaber in Seif Aleph, La'achar shesimu hatzibur tfilason, yachzor shliach tzibur hatfila. So after the congregation finishes its own tfila, the tfila balachash, so the shliach tzibur does a Chazar Sashatz. Why does he do it? She'im yashmi she'ino yodea lihisbalel, yechavin lamashu hu omer v'yotzeba. If there's somebody who doesn't know how to daven, so then that person can listen to the Shliach Tzibur and he'll be able to fulfill his mitzvah of davening. Are there any other alternative reasons? So the Bir Halacha in Siman Samech Tes, Seif Aleph, says that Chazar Sashatz would be to enable the recitation of Kedusha in the Tzibur. And the Aruch HaShulchan in our Siman says also adds to that Birkas Kohanim. Additionally, there is the well-known approach of Rav Soloveitchik that the Chazar Sashatz corresponds to the Tfilas Hatzibur, namely that you have an individual Shmona Esrei and also a congregational public tefillah. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Aleph. Itzarech also sheyotze b'tfila shliach tzibur l'chavi n'chol ma she'omer shliach tzibur mirosh v'atzof. If someone is using Chazar Sashatz in order to be yotze his own tefila, he needs to pay careful attention to all that the shliach tzibur says from beginning until the end. Ve'ino mafsei ve'ino mesiach. He should not interrupt. He should not converse. Uposeh shalosh psios la'acharov ka'adam shemespalo la'atzmo. And likewise, the person who's listening to the Chazar Sashatz in order to be yotze should take three steps back afterwards, just as someone would do when he davens tefila belachash. Who is the person who's allowed to be yotzei via Chazar Sashatz? Clarifies the Mishnah Berurah and Seif Aleph she'ino yodea. Aval habaki eino yotzei afilu b'di'eved b'tfilas hashliach tzibur. This applies only to someone who does not know how to daven. But if someone is of a knowledgeable level where he knows how to daven, so that he cannot use Chazar Sashatz in order to be yotzei. We have an additional prerequisite, says the Mishnah Berurah, that even the one who's not knowledgeable can be yotzei only if there are 10 people in shul. He can't just listen to somebody else say Shmona Esrei on his behalf. He needs to be part of a minyan and needs to listen to the Chazar Sashatz. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Seif Beis, with other prerequisites, Yechavin, so the person listening to Shmona Esrei needs to pay attention to the words, Vitzarech Sheyavin Balashon HaKodesh, he also needs to at least understand the Hebrew language, Dim Lochein Lo Mahani Av Sheshomeh Meshliach Tzibur Kol Teva. If not, it doesn't work even if he listens to every word from the Shliach Tzibur. Aval HaMispala Ba'atzmo Balashon HaKodesh Afilu Im Eino Meivin HaLashon Yatza. If you daven yourself with Lashon HaKodesh, even if you don't understand the language, so then you're Yotze. So that's a trivia question. You know, for what type of tefillah do you need to understand Lashon HaKodesh? What type do you not? If you say the words yourself, you don't have to. If you listen to the words, then you do have to. Good. Now, does everybody agree that you have to be able that you have to listen to all of the words? So the Aruch HaShulchan in footnote 4 points out that in cases of ones, the Chazar Sashatz would be effective even for those who don't hear it. Like for the Am Shebesados, they're not able to make it to Shul, the Chazar Sashatz would count on their behalf, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Beis, Ve'ayin le'el simin kuf aleph, the Mishnah Berurah, the al-koponim birkas avos, yir lahavin mashuhu omer, even when you're davening yourself, you should understand the words of the bracha of avos, because you need kavanas hamilim. Ve'ayin le'el simin tzamech beis b'mishnah Berurah, sifka and gimel, about when you use other languages, that you certainly have to understand the languages that you're using. It's only when you use Lashon HaKodesh, you would not have to understand the language if you say it yourself. Continues the Mishnah Berurah and Seif Gimel, Ve'ino Mafsik, one who's listening to Chazar Sashatz in order to be Yotze should not interrupt. Hainu afilu im shoma me'acherim b'soch kach iza kedusha u'baruchu. Even if he hears kedusha or baruchu, he still should not respond. V'kol shekin to aser lanos baruchu v'aruch shemo. Aval amin al kol bracha tzarech lanos uch de lekaman b'sevav du shayach lehatfila. The person should not say baruchu v'aruch shemo, but he should say amin to each of the brachos, because that is connected to the tefillah that he's listening to in order to be yotze. So therefore, he should say the amin to each of the brachos of the shliach tzibur. Good. Mechaber continues in Se'if Beis. Shliach tzibur, shenichnas tabeis haknesses. You have someone who's appointed to daven for the congregation. He comes into shul a little bit late. U'matza tzibur shehispalalu belachash. He finds that the congregation is davening quietly already. V'hutzarech la'amod lefnei hateva la'alter. He's going to be tasked with davening on behalf of the tzibur immediately. What should he do? Yored lefnei hateva u'mispalal b'koram le'tzibur. He goes and he davens out loud for the tzibur immediately. He skips his tefillah balachash and he doesn't have to make it up later. What exactly is the case that the Mechaber refers to over here? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Dalid, Vutzarech v'chulei, De'ein bohem echad sheyuchal lispal lifnei ho'amud. There's nobody else who knows how to daven the Chazar Sashatz. The Ilav ha'chi, if this were not the case, E'in nachon shuhu yispal lohem ko ram, so then it wouldn't be proper for this person to daven out loud, Kevan shalo yispal ha'metchila balachash b'shvil atzmo, because he didn't daven himself quietly. Why is it so important that you daven quietly before you daven out loud? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, based on the Gemara Nosh Hashanah, that one should daven quietly first, because one's tefillah should be shagura b'fiv. It should be something that, this is in footnote 9, should be shagura b'fiv. It should be something that's fluent to you before you repeat it on behalf of the tzibur. Also, Reb Chaim Kanievsky in footnote 11 points out another case, which is where one has a yortzeit and he comes late to shul and he won't be able to be the shliach tzibur anywhere else. We would tell him that he would be allowed to daven Chazar Sashatz even without having davened tefillah belachash. If you generally daven a different nusach from the tzibur, so how exactly should you practice, whether in your tefillah belachash or in your tefillah betzibur? You're going to be the shliach tzibur, you generally daven a different nusach from the tzibur, what exactly should you do? So Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Eliashiv, Reb Shlomo Vosner, they all say in footnote 9 that you can use your own personal nusach for your tefillah belachash, but certainly for the Chazar Sashatz, you should use the tzibur's nusach. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Orach Chaim Chelek Beis Simin Chav Tes, he says that even during your silent Shmona Esrei, you should be using the nusach of the tzibur. Mishnah Berurah Seif Hei Ve'in Sarich V'chulei V'diyotza Ba'gam B'shvil Atzmo. He doesn't have to say a tefillah balachash afterwards, because his tefillah, his Chazar Sashatz, counts on behalf of the tzibur and also for himself. D'chivan d'la'achirim hu motzi la'atzmo lo kol shakin. If he's able to be motzi others, certainly he's able to be motzi himself. Ve'in b'zeh mishum ketanei amana o mashmiya kolo b'tefillah. So we've seen in the past that one should not raise his voice during tefillah because of concerns that it seems like you have a lack of emuna, or you're going to distract others by raising your voice during the tefillah. So how is it that you can use the tefillah of Chazar Sashatz, which is out loud, for your own tefillah? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kimei da'ayidei adchak u'osakein, since this is a pressing situation, kasu ha'achronim, Kimei da'ayidei adchak u'osakein, we're not so concerned with the fact that this is going to be out loud. Kasu ha'achronim, im ha'shliach tzibur hispal kar balachash. So if the shliach tzibur davened quietly already, even his daminol lehispal chazar sashatz b'shvil tzibur acher, and then he's tasked with saying chazar sashatz for a second tzibur, lo yispal balachash pam shenis. He doesn't daven a silent Shmoneh Esrei again. He just goes straight into the Chazaras Hashatz. Says the Ramah in Se'if Beis, V'chein, im hu shas hadchak, if you're in a pressing situation, kegon sheyare sheyavor zman atfila, you're fearful that the zman atfila is going to pass, יוכל להספלל מיד בקול רם, והציבור מספלל לנימו מילה, מילה במילה בלחש עד האחר הקל הקדוש. So then one would be able to go straight into davening out loud, and the tzibur would daven together with the shliach tzibur, word for word, until after hakel hakadosh. This is what we colloquially call a hecha kedusha. V'tov sheyihye echad l'chol hapachos sheyane amin achar hashliach tzibur. Says the Rama that in that case, it is preferable that at least one person in the tzibur is saying amin to the shliach tzibur's brachos. Let's get into the Mishnah Berurah over here in Se'if Vav. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shas Hadchak, Uvelo Shas Hadchak, if it's not a Shas Hadchak, Hiskimu Harbe Me'achronim Shalo La'asos Kein, so many of the Achronim agree that one should not do so. Ki Eker HaTakana Ha'isa Midino Lehispala Mitchila Belachash Ve'achar Kach Bekol Ram. The Takana's Chazal was to first daven silently and then to daven out loud. Siv Zayin Sheyavor. What is the case where you're afraid that the Zman Tfila is going to pass? Perush, Shalo Yuchal Ligmor HaShliach Tzibur Kol Shmona Esei Brachos Tochas Manat Tfila. You're afraid that the Shliach Tzibur will not be able to finish all of the Brachos before the end of Zman Tfila. Bim B'Shachre Sheikh LeAzman Da'arba Shos. At Shachris, that would be 4 hours into the day. The Shuvin Lo Schar Tfila B'Zmana, because after that you don't have the Schar of Tfila B'Zmana. The Chinez Gleil B'Simin Peites. Vein B'Mincha Di'avor Zmana Ligamre. Or at the case of Mincha, if he's not going to finish before Shkia, and the Zman is going to pass entirely. Kein Mashma B'Pirim Megadim. Vein B'Bir Halacha, where we expand on this. Says the Mishnah Berura in Se'if Ches. V'hatzibur v'chulei, v'im ein asha adechuka kol kach. If it's not such a pressing situation, so then lo yaschidu hatzibur rak la'achar sha'amar hashatz hakel hakadosh. So the Rama said that in a pressing situation, the tzibur would say the Shmona Esrei together with the shliach tzibur, mila b'mila, word for word. But if the situation is not so pressing, so then they should wait, they should listen to the shliach tzibur until after hakel hakadosh, and then the tzibur begins its own Shmona Esrei. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Tes Hakadosh, Dahainu Gam Nusach Habracha Lidor Vador Ad Hakel Hakadosh Yomer Hashat Im Hashatz Mila B'Mila. When you're doing the Hecha Kedusha and you're saying the words together with the Shliach Tzibur, you say the exact same words as the Shliach Tzibur. So you would go through Lidor Vador. You wouldn't say Ad Hakadosh. You would do Lidor Vador until the end of Hakel Hakadosh. Sif Yud. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vito v'chulei haynu b'she'in asha adichu kokolkach, rak she'yireim shema yavor azman. If they're only concerned, but it's not, you know, up against the clock so much, so then everybody should listen to the shliach tzibur and then daven their shmona esrei afterwards. Aval im asha adichu kabiyoser. If it's very pressing, dai b'masha hatinokos yanu amin. So then you wouldn't even have to have anybody saying amin to the shliach tzibur, rather just the children in the crowd can say amin. O yazminu le'echad shekvar yispalo shiyane amin. Or they can get somebody who already davened in order to say amin. Im efshar lahem bekalos. V'im lav in lahakin al zeh klal. If you can't get anybody, then this is not something to be makbid about. V'lo dami l'masha kasav b'siv dalid. This is not similar to what we're going to learn later. V'im ein tisha mechavnim l'birkas hashatz ukarav l'brachos l'vatala. That if you don't have 9 people paying attention to what the shliach tzibur is saying, then it's like a bracha l'vatala. Because shiny awesome, that case is different. Shekvar hispala pamachas belachash. Because in that case, the shliach tzibur already davened silently. Now he's doing another. He's doing a chazaras hashatz. The whole point is for the tzibur. If you don't have the tzibur listening, so then it's totally gratuitous, and then it would be a bracha levatola. Vuhu mechavin ata rak b'shvil takonas chazal. Mashe ein kein bezeh. In this case of the hicha kedusha, what's he doing? Shu mispala rak pamachas. He's only davening once, meaning he's davening for himself as well. So therefore, it cannot possibly be a bracha levatala. Tomorrow we will continue. It's Simin Kuf Chav Dal Bez Hashem. Have a wonderful day.